Hello. This is Adrienne, Capricorn Tigress of Astrology Look Inside. And I'm wondering if you can hear what I hear. Give me a second. Maybe only I hear it. It could be. But I had some music playing in the background. It was so pretty. And I thought, can they hear me? Can they hear the music? So I'll cut the music up in the background because I think it's pretty. And I like to have it as my background. And I don't want it to overwhelm me because I've made some videos where my music does do that sometimes. But I think this is just right. So this is Adrienne, Capricorn Tigress of Astrology, a look inside.com. And I'm coming to you on January 8th, 2022. It's a Saturday, and 8 is a Saturn ruled day, and Saturday is a Saturn ruled day. I was actually born on a Saturday, and I am a double Capricorn, and Saturday is the day of Capricorn. So this brings me to what I want to discuss today. And as an older astrologer, numerology studier, and tarot reader, I'm newer in the tarot, but I've been doing astrology now for, wow, since 1977. So it's a very long time. And I can't help but notice that some youngins today have created their own numerology, literally. There's one guy I listen to named Steve, and he's from the UK, I believe, but he drives me crazy because he's created his own numerology system, which works in his mind just fine, but it throws me off because there's a particular pattern that these numbers and these signs they adhere to, they vibrate to, and it's the same in just about every type of astrology that I've ever studied. So when I see that there are some individuals that have created their own systems, I think I need to make sure I share the system that most people should know if they're not currently using it. So I'm going to take this from Linda Goodman's Star Signs, one of the best books, I think, if you really want to look at numerology and its origins, where it came from, and all the different things you can do with numbers. I think Linda Goodman's Star Signs is a great book. Now, she's passed now because this book is ancient, but it really does give a good foundation for anyone who really wants to know how to truly use real numerology. I mean, really what they mean and how they all mix together. And she does a really good job. Really breaking down the numerology and the numbers, the meanings of the numbers, the warning signs of certain numbers, all of it. So I really highly recommend, even in 2022, that you run out and get this book from the 70s, Linda Goodman's Star Signs. It's truly one of the best books ever written about, especially numbers. And I highly recommend it. While the soul slumbers, that particular chapter is amazing. And in it, she discusses, in particular, the correct Chaldean Hebrew Kabbalah numerical alphabet. Let me say it again. The correct Chaldean Hebrew Kabbalah numerical alphabet. Now, she's already showed it and she talks about that, but she presents it down and gives the code, the breakdown for the Chaldean Hebrew Kabbalah numerical alphabet. And if you and I've seen it, real numerology, even if you go to numerology.com, they use the same one I'm talking about right here. So it adheres to a certain, like A is 1, B is 2, C is 3, like that particular thing. This is a particular thing. If you're looking at something where they've created something new, well, you may get any old result because they're not following the traditional correct Chaldean Hebrew Kabbalah numerical alphabet. And it's really important that you know that and that you learn that and that you try to adhere to that, because that's what's going to make what you, especially if you're professional, then it makes what you're predicting accurate. And it's in line with others so that we can all see, you know, where you're at. But when it's interesting, you know, when I see the new fangled things that go on, but I can't always say they're factual. And that's where the issue comes in for me. I think with the internet, it's really easy for new things that are a fad at the moment that they can come through and they can really throw people off. But even before you place your faith in even this correct system of numerology, you should try the calculations yourself. And then you'll be able to, you know, discover how it works once you try it yourself. But most important, if it works, that's the most important thing. It's like, if it works. Now, for Steve, like whatever he's doing, it works for him. He's found this unique system. I listen to the guy, so I'm not going to put this guy down. What I do want to make sure that we don't do is that we forget the correct Chaldean Hebrew Kabbalah numerical alphabet. That's vital that people know it, learn it, and practice using it so that they know the correct way, the correct numbers to get in numerology, because it's all for naught if you're not doing it right, right? So, but definitely try this first to make sure it works as it's supposed to. Oh, give me 1 second. Hi, are you outside right now? Amazon? Okay, give me a second. I'll be right there. Okay, give me a second. Okay, bye. Okay, I'll be right back because that was Amazon and I got a delivery.